SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This bulletin, a parliamentary inquiry told Indigenous economic empowerment key to closing the gap. The man jailed for kidnapping 4-year-old Cleo Smith fails in bid to reduce his sentence. And warnings of visa cancellations for those who indicate support for a terrorist organization. Closing the gap targets and framework can be further improved by supporting the economic development and self-determination of First Nations Australians. Of the 17 national socioeconomic targets, only 5 of the targets are on track to be met and 4 are worsening. The Uru Man Professor Peter Yu is the Vice President of the First Nations Portfolio at the Australian National University. He has told a parliamentary inquiry that economic empowerment needs to be a key focus.
Those percentages of land assets, we have very little capability in our corporations. That's emerging, but in our prescribed body corporates, who are the regulatory bodies holding native title in trust, have very little resources in terms of being able to adequately interface and participate with third-party interests, seek to access and use their lands for economic development. How do we move towards looking at equity propositions rather than program dollars? Because that hasn't worked.
The man jailed for kidnapping 4-year-old Cleo Smith from a campsite in Western Australia has lost an appeal that sought to reduce his sentence. Terence Darrell Kelly was sentenced to 13 and a half years in jail for abducting Cleo at the Blowholes campsite about 70 kilometres north of Carnarvon in the early hours of October 16, 2021, as her parents slept. Cleo was missing for 18 days before finally being found by police alone in a room at a property in Carnarvon on the 3rd of November. Her kidnapping by the 37-year-old sparked one of the biggest police searches in WA history and made headlines worldwide. In February, Kelly's lawyers argued in WA Court of Appeal that the sentence was manifestly excessive. In a hearing that lasted less than a minute this morning, the appeal against the sentence was rejected unanimously. The federal opposition leader Peter Dutton says it's an absolute outrage that there were no arrests or visa cancellations following protests in Sydney and Melbourne over the weekend as part of the National Day of Action for Gaza. The majority of protesters across Australia brought Lebanese and Palestinian flags to the protests, but there were a small group of attendees in Melbourne and Sydney carrying flags representing Hezbollah. Hezbollah, along with Hamas, is considered a terrorist organization by the governments of Australia, the United States and the United Kingdom, along with the EU. Victoria Police says any referrals on prohibited symbols relating to terrorism, which is a Commonwealth offence, will be passed on to the Australian Federal Police. In a statement, Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke says visa cancellations could follow for those who seek to incite discord in Australia, adding that any indication of support for a terrorist organisation is unequivocally condemned. Speaking on ABC Radio National Breakfast, opposition spokesperson for foreign affairs, Simon Birmingham, says the death of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah is not something to be mourned.
No, but we should remember always that Hezbollah is a terrorist organisation, that Nasrallah was a terrorist responsible for leading an organisation that had killed many. Of course, his death is not something to be mourned, and the scenes we saw in protests around Australia, and particularly in Melbourne and Sydney yesterday, were reprehensible and disgusting scenes that clearly deserve strong action from the Albanese government.
Islamic Council of Victoria President Adel Salman says those waving Hezbollah flags at Sunday's protests were a minority, and the vast majority of the Muslim community in Victoria and around Australia are supporting Lebanese people. The Israeli military says it killed Nabil Kaouk, a high-ranking Hezbollah official, in a strike in a southern Beirut suburb. Hezbollah confirmed his death, making him the seventh senior Hezbollah leader slain in Israeli strikes in a little over a week. The announcement came a day after Hezbollah confirmed the killing of leader Hassan Nasrallah. A wave of Israeli airstrikes across large parts of Lebanon has killed at least 1,030 people, including 156 women and 87 children, in less than 2 weeks, according to Lebanon's health ministry. In the town of Tyre, in southern Lebanon, Sausan Halawi is helping to dig graves to bury six family members killed by Israeli airstrikes.
We still have people under the rubble. An elderly man, a 70-year-old woman, a 90-year-old man. All those martyred are women and children, and a Lebanese army member, his parents, his sister-in-law, and his brother were martyred.
Hundreds of thousands of people have been driven from their homes in Lebanon by the latest strikes. The Lebanese government estimates that around 250,000 are in shelters, with 3 to 4 times as many staying with friends or relatives or camping out on the streets. Patients are paying more to see the GP despite incentive and incentive payments for bulk billing being tripled. The Royal Australian College of GPs Health of the Nation survey found 1 in 4 doctors are bulk billing more consults after the Albanese government increased funding. But the report card reveals patients' out-of-pocket costs rose to $36.86 on average for a 20-minute consult in 2024, up from $34.91 in 2023 as inflation hits the health sector. Nicole Higgins is the president of the Royal Australian College of GPs. She says the findings show the need to address the underfunding of Medicare and make healthcare more affordable for all Australians. Firefighters in New South Wales say they're prepared for the bushfire season, which officially starts today, Monday, the 30th of September. Property owners are being urged to do their part to lower the fire risk by taking steps such as clearing debris and leaves from gutters, trimming overhanging trees, removing materials such as mulch and flammable liquids, and preparing a hose that will reach around the property. Residents are also being reminded to stay up to date with alerts using the Rural Fire Service Hazard Near Me app and the local radio station. The Commissioner of the RAFS, Rob Rogers, says it is also important to have a bushfire plan to keep your family safe.
We need to prepare ourselves for what's coming. The state is in a good position. We're in a good position as far as resourcing. We've got a lot of resources, fire services. We've got our large air tanker, Mareeba Shear, that's coming back in the next week from California. Whether you're going to stay or go, if your home is prepared, then it gives firefighters a lot better chance to save your home. You want to make sure that obviously you and your family are the most safe as they can be, so have that discussion.
1,000 Qantas engineers have walked off the job in a protest over negotiations over pay. The 2-hour strike this morning involved staff at major airports in Brisbane, Sydney, Canberra, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth. Union members are pushing for a 15% pay rise in the first year of a new enterprise agreement, followed by 5% increases in subsequent years. A spokesperson for Qantas says contingencies were put in place to minimise the impact of the strike on travellers' plans. The National Secretary of the Australian Manufacturing Workers Union, Steve Murphy, says the wages of engineers have been frozen for years and that needs to change.
And we've seen on Thursday and today the workers starting to take to the streets to demonstrate to Qantas that they have had enough. They've had enough of Qantas's greed, Qantas's approach to always to on the take, but never been able to give. We've seen Qantas have ghost flights, and we've seen them refresh their fleet, and none of it is coming back to the workers. It's about time that Qantas showed these workers that they are valued, they are respected, and that they paid them right.
And to sport in cricket, Australia's captain Mitch Marsh says the 3-2 win against England in the one-day international series has allowed the talent of some of the younger players to be showcased. Out with a sore back, Marsh held both the calmness of his injury hit team and the excellence of stand-in skipper Steve Smith. The team's next assignment is a three-match ODI series against Pakistan on home soil, which gets underway in early November. Marsh says the team is riding high on this latest win, with the spotlight too on the younger players.
I don't think it's right to name the next future superstar, but we've certainly blooded a lot of young guys. Cooper Connolly playing his first game. Jake Fraser-McGurk got a go in the T20s. Aaron Hardy was outstanding. So I think across the board, it's always great when you see young guys come in. And I guess most importantly, hopefully they really enjoyed playing cricket for Australia.
Now having a look at the weather around the country, Broome mostly sunny, 38 degrees, sunny in Perth and a top of 23, possible shower in Adelaide with a top of 20, Melbourne, partly cloudy day, 19 degrees, Hobart, partly cloudy as well and 19, Albury-Wodonga, sunny, 19 degrees, mostly sunny in Canberra with a top of 21, showers easing in Wollongong with a top of 19, same forecast for Sydney with 20 degrees, showers in Newcastle, 22 degrees, Brisbane, a shower of 2 and 29. Townsville, mostly sunny day, 30 degrees. Cairns, sunny and 31. Alice Springs, mostly sunny, 26. Darwin, sunny day, 36 degrees. And the Torres Strait Islands, mostly sunny day and a top of 32 degrees. And that is NITV Radio News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.